From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Hunter Village water customers have been ordered to cut back on water consumption after the village issued a mandatory conservation notice on Wednesday, September the 7th. Village Water Department Chief Operator Joe Myers said the village's primary water supply is severely depleted due in large part to the regional drought since last winter. Myers said, and I quote, "The main problem has been a lack of precipitation. We don't have much of a reservoir and our primary water source is running a little low," end quote. Customers have been advised to take shorter showers, water their gardens less, and to stop washing cars, filling swimming pools, and watering lawns. Water can also be conserved by fixing leaky faucets and toilets and running washing machines and dishwashers with only full loads. While strongly advising residents to conserve, Myers said the village is not at risk of running out of water. He said, and I quote, "We do have alternative water sources we can use, which are wells," end quote. Myers said, ultimately the solution will be rainfall for the mountaintop. He said, and I quote, "What we have been missing is rain, and hopefully we'll get some soon," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Windham Journal that the future of a local landmark restaurant is at risk. The popular Captain's Inn Point Lookout on Route 23 in Windham may be forced to shut its doors permanently if it does not hire more employees. The restaurant and hotel owner Wayne Hamilton said, and I quote, "There just aren't enough people available to hire," end quote. The inn was established 70 years ago and is best known for its panoramic view of New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Hamilton said business is good, but he currently employs only one waitress and two bussers. Hamilton is concerned about the long-term sustainability of the restaurant without a larger staff, including a line cook, bartender, and two wait staff. He said, and I quote, "I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to find some good employees that will be able to make sure we can stay open and keep our customers happy," end quote. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that the state is still without a plan to conduct blood tests for the thousands of Newburgh residents who likely consume polluted water over the years. In Newburgh, the public water supply tested for more than twice the federal safety limit of PFOS, a toxic cancer-linked chemical, in May. No one knows the contamination levels of the 30,000 people in Newburgh, which has a largely minority and low-income population, because widespread blood testing has not been conducted, as in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County, two towns affected by PFOA pollution. Newburgh city manager has been calling for the tests for months. So has the environmental group Riverkeeper. Dan Shapley, Riverkeeper's water quality program manager, said the city's residents deserve to know if their health is at risk. He said, and I quote, "Comprehensive health screening consisting of blood testing and biomonitoring has not been made available to city residents," end quote. Shapley drew a comparison to how the situation has been handled in Hoosick Falls and in Petersburg. He said, and I quote, "It is unconscionable and unjustifiable to treat these impacted communities differently," end quote. On Wednesday, September the 7th, State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said he was awaiting guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to determine what to do about biomonitoring in Newburgh. Zucker said the state's priority was to get the city's water supply off of water tainted with PFOS. You can read that full story at Politico New York. The town of Catskill got complaints about the Maltasia Music Festival held last weekend at the old game farm near Kiskaton. At the September 6th Catskill Town Meeting, during the public comment period, several local residents complained about the very loud music that lasted until 3 a.m. Organizers of the festival had met with the board in June and promised the festival would be neighborly. Cool Keith, Murphy's Law, and Neil Hamburger were among the performers at the festival September the 2nd through September the 4th. You can go to the WGXE newsroom to hear most of the full meeting. Melanie Lekachevic reports in the Daily Mail that a nature trail has been installed linking Brando Point and the neighboring Chahote Nature Preserve near State Route 385 in Athens. The Greenland Trust built the trail, and it owns the historic home, the Willow, built in 1788, and maintains the Brando Point land, which is owned by the state. Bob Knighton, president of the Greenland Trust, said, and I quote, "The trail gives people a wider area to walk in. If you walk through Chahote here and then back, it's probably a good couple of miles to walk," end quote. Construction began September the 6th on part of Route 23 in Catskill near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, and there have been traffic delays during rush hours since. On September the 7th, drivers reported 30-minute delays heading into Greene County over the bridge in the afternoon, and the morning commute on September the 8th was also delayed. 511NewYork.com has no information about when construction will be complete. Mark Weiner reports at Syracuse.com that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer's office has a list of 4,366 wireless dead zones in New York State. A Schumer crowdsourcing campaign created a map of where there is not wireless cell phone coverage in the state. The Hudson Valley led with the most dead spots in the unscientific survey, followed by the Southern Tier, Western New York, and the Capital Region. Schumer, known for using an old flip phone instead of a smartphone, said, and I quote, "When it comes to cell phone service across New York State, those dead zones are proof carriers need to, quite frankly, raise the bar. The entire upstate New York area should not be home to over 4,000 dead zones," end quote. You can read that full story at Syracuse.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers mainly after midnight. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Sunday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:14 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 9th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.